the Jacksons. They were an enormous influence on me. I kind of got, the first music that I made is what now is called post-punk. And I tired of it after a couple of years of doing it and wanted to find something more challenging and interesting to play and to listen to. And Michael Jackson, I can remember him being hugely popular, but not at all popular with my kind of guys. You know, at the Rough Trade record store in West London, where all the cool guys hung out, no one would take him seriously. But I thought he was a genius. And this, I think, was from the last album that he did with the Jacksons. And it's probably one of the funkiest and most exciting tunes I've ever heard, and continues to be that to this day.
That's for sure. Aretha Franklin, one of the great soul voices, and Chain of Fools.
Yeah, I didn't really grow up listening to much black music when I was little in South Wales, listening to Radio 1. There was a bit of Tamla Motown that used to get played, but not much. I mean, Stax and Atlantic, I didn't really know it. And it wasn't until much later in life, when I decided that I'd like to try and find a different musical direction, that I actually thought, well, maybe I should check all this stuff out. And needless to say, it blew my mind. I can remember writing a song with her name in the title. There's a kind of reference to her and in praise of her, and just a fantastic voice, fantastic tune.